You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Yes. Yes. Hey, Griggins, yeah. Quickly... You keep up with the lingo of the young, mm-hmm. you know what capping is and sure. All of that. You keep up with those things. Is it out of date slang to say peace?
Yeah,
I think so too.
Especially when you say it like that.
Yeah, peace.
It's getting to the level of like what's up.
Yeah. What about what up?
What up? Yeah, still dated.
Okay. The reason I asked is because there's a guy who has a podcast and stuff, and he got famous on that show, Last Chance U. His name is Jason Brown, Coach JB, they call him.
Yeah, I know
him. And when he does his promos and all, I guess he was raised in Compton by a black family. He's white. He was raised by a black family. But he still talks old lingo. You know,
yeah.
And so on his, when he's saying, this is what's coming up today on my podcast or whatever, he always starts out, he goes, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Yeah.
And then he'll say, coming up today, da, 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 da. And then before he ends, all right, it's all coming up today on Coach JB's show. Peace.
Yeah.
So I thought that may be an old man thing.
Age is the great equalizer. It comes for you no matter you're white, you're black, you're cool, you're uncool. Age mm-hmm. is sort of, it'll take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah. No cap.
No cap.
Mm-hmm.
None at all.
All right. So we are up to the 15. We're doing this series, 15 types of annoying people. So far, we've had number 15, people who think farts are funny. And number 14 from yesterday was line breakers / jumpers / cutters. All right. So up to number 13, that is more, it's going to cover just a wide array of types of people in this one category. So that is coming up next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Hey, hey, hey. Excuse me. I got a lot of phlegm this morning. The 15 types of annoying people, up to number 13 on the list. People who are unaware of their surroundings.
Okay.
You're unaware of your surroundings. Now, that covers everything from just like you and your significant other heavily making out at an airport in front of people, or being all sappy, smoochy with each other when you're, at a restaurant with another couple, cussing, in a situation where, there are other people around that may not like your cussing.
Guilty of that.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
You cuss a lot?
Yeah.
In the public?
Yeah, it's a crutch.
You yell it out?
It's a crutch when I'm around people that I don't know to cuss.
Yeah.
And I know it's wrong, but it just helps me get the words out sometimes. But I acknowledge it's not good. I don't think like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Or, this would also include people who step off of an elevator and then stop right there and start looking around to see if they're on the right floor while other people are trying to get off the elevator.
That's a good one.
Let me make sure that none of these is its own thing on the 15. This would also cover, talking loudly on a speakerphone, on speaker. Or talking loudly anyway.
Anywhere.
In public is bad. And it's a narcissistic thing where you just, you don't even think about what else could be going on other than what you've got going on at the moment.
Yeah.
Be aware of your surroundings.
I'll give you one that I think is really annoying. When you're trying to gossip about somebody and the other person isn't aware enough how close the person you're talking about is, and then you're very focused on like the person that you're talking about. You know where their location is sort of in relation to you. So you're whispering, you're kind of keeping an eyeball on them, and they're getting closer, and the other person is still gossiping and not focusing, not paying attention. It's like, okay, shut it down. And you start to panic because when they get close.
Yeah, they're still talking.
If you're going to talk about somebody behind their back and they're in the vicinity, you got to keep an eye on that person a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't want to stare at them, make it obvious, but you should know where they are in relationship to you.
Yeah, because they're not being focused is going to end up affecting you.
Absolutely. It's going to be exposed that you've been talking crap. I hate that people don't look at the person that you're gossiping about. Pay attention. You're about to say something horrible about them.
Or people who talk while somebody is addressing the rest of the room. You know what I mean? Like like when they're, say they're on a microphone talking to the crowd about stuff and somebody just keeps talking.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's
awful.
Again, most of these come from people not having manners.
Yeah. Or just being stupid. I mean, I think there's something about being stupid, like
not knowing how to act.
Just not knowing any better. That's not an excuse, but.
I know what you mean.
Some people are just dumb.
Right. Because sometimes it's not a, it is, I don't care. But it's not a blatant, I don't care. You know, like when, if a person says somebody's name incorrectly and then you say, Vice President Kamala Harris. They make a big deal out of, you know, people call her Kamala. That's not how you pronounce her name. It's not, they say it's racist. It's not racist if you mispronounce her name. They say it is, though, in the political world. But for you to say, I'll call her whatever I want to call her, or Kamala, whatever. You know, that's blatantly going, I don't care, you know, whatever, my surroundings, who cares? Mm-hmm. But if you do it just because you're so self-absorbed, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I wish people would stop using the phrase, read the room.
Got to read the room.
Yeah. Because, you know, and just from a standpoint of overly used phrases and all. But something that got popular for a while that now you don't hear anymore as far as phraseology. If, you know, for a long time, if you're watching TV or something and you needed to talk to someone alone, there for a while, everything was, can I have the room? Can we have the room? I need the room. You know, I need the whole, get out of the
get
room.
Out.
Now they don't say that anymore.
Yeah. Just say, get out.
Must have figured out it was stupid.
Maybe.
Even before I said it, which is rare.
Yeah.
Usually it takes my saying it for people to realize that something's stupid.
Well, they know that.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. Today, most annoying types of people in the top 15. At number 13, people who are unaware of their surroundings. Okay. That's it for today. Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.